Hey, you are listening to The Workplace Leader. This is the podcast where we go behind the scenes of corporate real estate, talking to industry experts about how they shape the next generation workplace. Hi, everyone. It's me today again on my own, thinking a bit about the things we've discussed in the last episode. And actually, an analogy that came through me through a history podcast I'm following. So what's been on my mind is, well, probably not different than any other people working in the field, the evolution of the workplace. And I think it was Victor who said he felt incredibly grateful to have been around all this evolvement in the workplace. And how first evolution started was when personal computers became a standard thing to use in the workplace. And that from there, our work life and our workplaces pretty much revolved and changed around the technology we're using. And that's something similar again that also Ryan picked up when he talked about how the first office furniture setups were changed to create the space for the personal computer to be in. And now fast forward 20, 30 years, and we're in a place where we can take that personal computer to our homes and have proven in the past 2 years that that can work well in terms of productivity and things. But I do sense from the conversations and what I've seen in the media, some hesitation or skepticism, if you want, for that new way of working. And it goes a lot around having trust in employees and colleagues, and a little bit also relaxing around the norms and habits we've seen for so many decades. And it's a human thing that we are averse to change at first. And that's actually where the story part is coming in. So I mentioned before, I'm listening to this podcast and they're looking at episodes from history and are telling them basically. And one of the stories that stuck with me was the story of the very first self-service supermarket. The brand's name was Piggly Wiggly. I do believe they are still around in the US in some parts. But they were, the founder of Piggly Wiggly was the one who introduced the self-service supermarket concept, with people taking a shopping cart and going through the supermarket and picking their own stuff. Because before that, you had mostly these corner stores or little grocery stores where you would always be getting things from someone behind the counter. So you would go up to them and ask for the stuff, basically. So that was a major turning point, that people could shop themselves. Now, what triggered that was actually the invention of the turnstiles, because Piggly Wiggly still needed to manage the flow of visitors on their floor plan or between their aisles, and also make sure that while they shop themselves, they don't steal things and actually bring it to the cash desk. So the turnstiles made sure people followed a certain path that would bring them to the registry and not walk back out with the stuff in their carts. And unsurprisingly, people did not like that at first. But as we know today, the self-service supermarket is pretty much the norm. So there was a lot of talk about this new system and a lot of fear as well around people in those prior corner stores losing their jobs. But eventually, this has become the norm, the supermarket where you go in with your shopping cart and take the things from the shelf, is what we're experiencing mostly today. But it took a while to spread and to catch on and for people to get used to it and actually find it convenient. Because what was the disadvantage, of course, at buying from over the counter was that you always had to queue and wait for your turn. And the number of customers served was limited by the number of staff behind the counter. So to bring that to my analogy again, this is what we're experiencing now. This is a new way of working. The internet has made that possible. The VPN networks that we're using, that we can travel, that we can actually work from anywhere, has made this change possible. But we're still in this rough spot where we're getting used to the concept of not going to the office, our counter kind of, every day anymore. Now to reflect a bit as well, if we look now at going grocery shopping, we're seeing actually that there are more things brought back to the menu. So there are again stores that do serve over the counter. There are stores where you can bring your own boxes or glasses or containers to actually fill stuff like this. It's still self-service, but it's a little bit of a zero waste approach. And it's typically smaller shops that do that. And then we see a lot of supermarkets again highlighting that experience and having little aisles where there's show cooking or show, I don't know, but they're highlighting the experience as well in there and trying to make the experience more personal again, so that to interact with their staff and have the feeling they are catering to you and therefore creating a connection and hopefully bigger loyalty to that shop or whatever. But what I'm trying to say here is that while there is this popular and successful model of self-service shopping, these other experiences have come back on the menu for people to choose from. For a certain period of time, yes, it had been the end of most corner stores, kind of, where the small stores. We've come to a point where, again, we are striving for more of that connection. We're not that crazy consumers anymore. So yes, we like the selection, but there's a new demand for connection again, and for not all self-service, but for interacting with people and talking about the food or getting ideas for recipes and asking how to do something with it. So that all comes with it. And I think this is where we'll find the office as well in the future, as that spot where you do go because you're craving connections, or you do want to learn about a hyphen mark recipe for how to do certain things or how to approach a certain project, where you want to find like-minded people that enjoy the same nerdy things or whatever. So yeah, so just to keep that in mind, that yes, we're currently in a rough spot. Yes, we don't know what the future is going to be and what the office is actually going to look like in the future, and how we can plan for it, and how we should include it in a corporate portfolio. But we should remind ourselves, we've been there before and we've lived through that, and we've gone through iterations with other things as well. And this is exactly where we need to be, and be mindful of that and opened towards it. Yes, I think that's what I wanted to go through. One note maybe as well to what Ryan said around, he said, if we would free ourselves from the perceptions that we have around the office and would think about all the things we could potentially do instead of having sea of desks, we would create a better menu again for a more diverse group of people. And I think that's, again, I'm coming back to this supermarket analogy because I do like it a lot. the supermarket I go to mostly has like now, and also new thing, has a vegan corner. There's like a whole aisle only vegan stuff that wasn't there like 2, 3, 4 years ago. So it's like offering a new thing for a certain demographic group or an interest group more so. And then also that could be what an office, I mean, not the vegan corner, but those more specialized spaces is what the office then could offer, opposed to a home setup or a coffee shop where you do work or a co-working space. So something that is really, really specialized in catering to your company's specific purpose. Yes, with this thinking, I am going to close this chapter and excursion into the world of shopping. Yeah, I think it's been said many times before, retail is a really great comparison that we draw on a lot of times, but mostly we compare to fashion retailers, I do think, or at least high street retailers. So, okay, I'm going to stop it. Thanks for listening, as always. We'll speak soon again.
Thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of The Workplace Leader, there's more. Go visit our blog and have a look at some of the other topics we have covered. We've just released the Definitive Guide to Workplace Analytics, for instance. Or tune into our next episode of The Workplace Leader.